Good morning, everyone. Those who are watching over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. In our church, we give 1/10 of our income for the works outside of the church. So we are going to pray for 91,400 yen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing the finance of the Tokyo Antioch Church, and thank you that you are blessing us with the spiritual blessings as a token of thanksgiving for your grace. We have dedicated this money to you. Please consecrate and use it for your work. We praise your name. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Good evening, good morning everyone. We have a short movie of Hakuba, promotion movie of Hakuba Camp. So let's take a look.
ハンバーグ。あれ、もちろんあれですね。行くよ。せーの。せーの。食事。CSでみんなに会うことです。テーマは神様に対してどんどん祈ろうということです。 温泉に入ることですかね。ですね。はい。私は地方のこと、交流するのが楽しみです。ここからいろんな、オーケストラ、楽器をやってる人たちがみんなで集まって演奏する時間が毎年の楽しみです。映像セミナーも気になるし、 でもなんかそれ以外の健康セミナーとかアレンジセミナーとかブロックセミナーいろいろ楽しみなもの盛りだくさんでまだ決めてないです。だから前向いて後ろ振り返らずに進もう。
ゴスペルコンテストファイナルインハクバがやっぱり行かないと見れないので、それを楽しみに参加しようと思ってます。
生きるか我が恵みの十字架の神に満ちる。
聞かせていただいてるんですけれども、ギフさんもグランドチャンピオンとしてどう迎え撃つかっていうか、何の曲を歌うのかなっていうのがすごい楽しみで、今からワクワクしてます。
そうですね、このラジオが小さい頃からも行ってますので、もう10回以上行ってると思います。人生の転換期になった、いくつかの転換期になったキャンプでもありますので、非常にこの神様の祝福の恵みがいっぱい詰まったキャンプです。ぜひたくさんの方に、ね、見えてほしいと思います。
この世では着る武者として、
神様の御心がここにあるということを何度も知りたいですね。神との交わりがあります。そして実際と永遠に神と共に生きるんです。
あなたを待ち望む。
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you very much。We have the Hakuba camp from July 24th through 27th. Anyone can join this camp, so please come and join us. The features, characteristics of the Hakuba camp is that many people experience the changes in their life. I first went to the Matsubarako camp, Christian camp.And we sang the songs of Matsubarako, Matsubara Lake. And I had an experience, a big change in my life, Christian life. I was not able to pray. I prayed only 10 minutes every day. I didn't pray. After that, I didn't pray for days.And then I repent and I began to pray again. But through this Matsubarako Christian camp, I had a drastic change. And I was able to pray longer every day. When I graduated from the college,I went to the camp of the campus crusade. I didn't have money, so I was not able to go at first. But campus crusade gave me the money, and I was able to come and join. And I was the MC of the evening meeting, and there was a young man, who sang the song, whose name is Tsutomu Aragaki. He sings songs like this. He is now a pastor. And on the way back, Pastor Rai was the center, and many people were gathering together around Pastor Arai. They are the fans of Pastor Arai. And I was not, I didn't mean to come to close to Pastor Arai, but as I realized, I was with Pastor Arai and Miss Sawamoto, and I dropped my snack on the floor, but Pastor Arai Pastor Rai took it up, and he said, well, you can still eat it. And the fact that we became together and we went back on the same train, and I felt the guidance of God leading us, and that we are going to do something with this member, these members. And I became a salaried staff of the OSCC. And then I became assistant pastor of Mabashi Church under Pastor Arai. And I had a close relationship with Pastor Arai. And such things do happen in Christian camps. And God is leading you to the Christian camp, so you are, each of you can experience blessings, spiritual blessings. And the point of the response is that if you think there would be nothing, there would be nothing good. If you don't expect, it's no good. You have to expect that you are going to experience a great blessings. Every day when I go to bed, I think about what special thing happened today, and I go to sleep, and each and everyone, there was a special event happening in my life. So please remember that you are going to have a special blessings in this Christian camp. And I think I am so happy. Such a wonderful, beautiful place like Hakuba. And I've been in Christian churches for a long time. Other Christian camps, the site of the other Christian camps are a miserable hotel. Like the some saw the rats running around on the floor. And God told us many wonderful things, He did many beautiful things and spiritual things in Hakuba. And many people have been changed their lives through the Christian camp, Hakuba camp. So it's a very precious experience for each one of you. So please come and join us. If you don't have money, don't go rent money. Please think it practice, because the tribulation period would come, and you are going to experience hardships and hard times. The earthquake would come, they say, and you are going into the hardships and trials. So we have to be able to pray and receive God's word correctly. And there will be special blessings in Christian camps. And we have a short movie of Israel team, so let's take a look. From October 29th through November 10th. We're going to send a team to Israel. Please come and join us. Special hand of God is upon the team. So special works and miracles are going to happen. And it did happen. When we went by Austria Airline, we went back from, we were not able to take seats. And they said, we have to break into the small groups of five or six people. And each one arrive at on different days. So we had a hard time, and we prayed God, and then we prayed. Praised God and prayed. And there was a miraculous happening. All of us, 62 people, were able to get a seat. There was a hurricane in the United States, and the flight was canceled. A tour was canceled, and there were 62 seats available for us. And also, there was a prophecy of Russian Jews. And as I spoke in their church, the Russian Jews, Church of the Russian Jews, and when we came back, on the way back, we saw a rainbow, a beautiful rainbow, on the in the sky, and there came a there came a word of prophecy, and there is a will of God. We met the people of the Poland Church, Polish Church, and there was a prophecy that they are going to go to Israel, and they went back home and they prayed about it. And they were able to go to Israel, and we met with them in Israel. As I went to Israel, there's something I realized. Israel is a special country. God has chosen Israel. God said to Abraham that he's going to give a country, nation. And through Moses and Joshua, it became a country, nation. And there was David reigning the kingdom, and Christ came in Israel, and he was put on the cross, and he raised. And there will be a second coming of Christ, and 7 years of tribulation, and second coming of Christ, and the millennium kingdom will come. So Jerusalem is... what I'm looking forward is that Jacob's ladder. There's a Jacob's ladder, and the angels came down, and they're going up and down the ladder. And there's another place. It's Mount Olive. It's on the Mount Olive. Christ would come on the Mount Olive. And when he went up into heaven, he went up from Mount Olive. And in the second coming, Jesus would come on the Mount Olive. And the saints will be together with the Lord Jesus Christ. So the heaven and Mount Olive has much to do with each other. So I think it's gate of heaven. And when I pray in Israel, I feel the eternity. And God spoke to me, and let's meet in Galilee. And when I pray there, and I think many of you have experienced the same thing, and their lives are changed, and they receive blessings. If you don't have money, do not lend the money. Do not use the daily life, everyday expenditure. And do not fight with your boss. Years ago, there was a person who said, I have quit my job because I had a quarrel with my boss about going to the team. And God loves us so very much. And I bought eel bowl, and I gave it to Pastor Majikina. And 2 days ago, before, Pastor Majikina prayed to God that he would like to eat eel bowl. And God answers those small prayers. Because we are loved by God. And God is trying to give us the very best. So please ask for the very best. If you don't ask, you won't receive. And we have a 1 minute short movie, so let's take a look.
皆さんこんにちは。今回は観難時代についてです。黙示録4章以降にはイエス・キリストがオリーブ山に再臨される直前の7年間のことが書かれています。この7年間を観難時代と言います。観難時代は前半 3.5 年と後半 3.5 年で分かれ、後半は大観難時代と言います。それは観難時代はいつから始まるのでしょうか。ダニエル書9章26、27節を見ていきましょう。来るべき君主とは反キリストのことです。一週とありますが、これは1日を1年とすると7年となり、観難時代の7年を表しています。多くの者と固い契約をしとあります。この箇所は聖なる都、つまりエルサレムへの予言なので、この契約はイスラエルを含む契約、つまり中東和平のことです。そしてこの和平は一週の間とありますから、観難時代7年の最初に結ばれることがわかります。つまり反キリストが中東和平を締結し、それが観難時代のスタートの印なのです。観難時代とはどんな時代でしょうか。戦争、大地震、大災害、クリスチャン迫害などが起こり、ハルマゲドンの戦争までに人類の2分の1が死ぬという未だかつてない困難な時代です。特に後半の大観難時代は歴史上最も暗く厳しい時代となります。しかしこの時代、神様の働きは大きく進みます。そのお話は別の回でさせていただきます。私たちは近づく観難時代に向けて目を覚まし、備えていく必要があります。それではまた。
はい、どうもありがとうございました。観難時代が近づいています。
the tribulation period is drawing near. It's the hardest time ever in the history. The starting point of this tribulation is Middle East peace. I met legendary people twice. One is Wang Mingtao in China. I met him in a very strange way. I didn't have his address, and I didn't know where his house is. And I prayed to God, and God told me through the words, I'm going to see you face to face. And Wang Mingtao said, we are going to have hardships. Marilyn Carruthers, we met Marilyn Carruthers, and he said, I am a prophet. And he said, there's going to be a persecution of the Christians in the future, near future. So the hardship age will come. It's approaching. Do not think that nothing is going to change in the future. We are going to have the earthquake. Mr. Trump is doing various things which cause the trouble in the world. But we have the words of God, and we have the prayer of thanksgiving. So please use them. When we do that, we are going to receive blessings of God. Of course, we have. You have special blessings there. Let's go into the Bible. Today, we opened We are running short of the time. I cannot speak all the things I have prepared in this short time. Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. So here, letter and the Spirit is in contrasted. And this letter means Old Testament, and the Spirit means the New Testament. And serving the letter means that we keep the law. So this means keeping the law. But let her killeth, it says, let her kills. When we become a Christian, most of us, they give the testimony that my sins are forgiven, and I'm released from sin. For sure, most of us, our lives will be changed. And they stop sinning. There's some exception, but mostly their life becomes better. And it goes gradually. But we are going to be aware, more and more aware, that we are sinners. Because there are solution to the sin, but there are some things which we cannot solve. So we realize that we are sinful and sinful. So if you think that you are a sinner and you can't do anything about it, and you are correct. The Lord wants us to understand that we are a sinner. The letter killeth. We have nothing to do but to die. But God gave us the way of a spirit, and its foundation is faith. By the cross, to each one of us, all the sins are forgiven us. And the curse of the sin was also done away with. We are a sinful sinner, but by the cross of Jesus, all the sins were forgiven. And not only that, we are not judged. All the curses are gone away. We have sinned, but I am so lucky, this lucky. David committed a sin. He was a great man of God, but made an adultery with Bathsheba, and he killed her husband, Uriah. After sinning, David was blessed. Why? Because he repented. David was the next generation of king is Solomon. So he was blessed very much. So not only that all of our sins are forgiven, but we are given the best blessings. That is the point. When I went to church, I was the most earnest churchgoer at that time. Second place went to pastor, and third place was assistant pastor. So people around me and I myself thought that I would be a pastor, and I didn't doubt it. But when I graduated from the seminary school, graduated from the university, God didn't tell me that I'm going to send you to I'm going to make you a pastor. God didn't say that, and God didn't give me a word. And in the 1 or 2 years afterward, I realized that I'm a sinner. And I realized that I'm a tremendous sinner. And I was despaired of myself. I won't be able to become a professional Christian worker. So I prayed to God, if you don't lead me to become a professional worker of the Lord, I accept it. I am no good, and I'm not worthy to become one. And he said, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. So I'm not worthy. The fact that I'm not worthy was my foundation. I was no good was my starting point. Through the letter, God showed me that I am a sinner. So the law killeth. But through faith, God gave me the forgiveness and the blessings. And also God is going to build us up. How does God build us up? As we obey the Holy Spirit gives us the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and He's going to build us up. So the Holy Spirit maketh us live. So you are no good. There's nothing we can do but to destroy. If you think that I'm good, then it's true, and you are correct. I read the book by Pastor Takimoto, and he had a great number of children, and he said, I love the worst child more, the most. If you don't expect that you are going to receive your blessings, you really won't experience the blessings. It's written in the Bible, and it's truth. We are loved by God the most. Who's loved? A sinner who cannot be helped at all. And God is giving us the very best life. Last week I had my birthday. Somebody says that I'm 70 years old, because although I am 25 years old. And after this, I will, number one, I will become weak and die. And the second option is I will die one day, suddenly. The number three is that I will be used very much from now. I can think nothing but the option three. I will be used very, very much by God.
So,
I'm weak and I'm showing my weakness before you because I know that I will be blessed and God is going to change me. So I am letting you where I am now. To receive the blessings of God and to say that you are and please confess the very best blessings that you receive in your life. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us and show your glory and work. Somebody thinks that I can do nothing because you have that. But to receive that God loves me and God is giving us the very best thing. And confess it with your mouth. Somebody lost something and he's regretting it. Obey God. Then everything is going to be going to work for your good, to your good. I'm going to pray for the sick. Let's have time of prayer of repentance together. Please pray for your own healing. Please touch each one of us, our body and our mind. In the name of Jesus, I command you, disease, spirit of disease, go away. Somebody's throat has been healed. Somebody's eye has been healed. Somebody's ear has been healed. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim the health in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please stand up. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forever and ever. Amen.